You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Wednesday, April 23rd. A Coos Bay man has been arrested following a crash Friday evening that killed a coach and a player from the Umpqua Community College softball team. 32-year-old Jonathan James Dowdy was at the wheel of a pickup that crossed the center line on Highway 42 in Coos County and then collided head-on with the team bus. The UCC softball team was just returning from a game at Southwestern Oregon Community College in Coos Bay. Dowdy was arrested on Monday after he was released from Riverbend Hospital, where he was treated for injuries from the crash. He's being charged with manslaughter, assault, reckless endangering, and driving under the influence of intoxicants, and has been placed in the Coos County Jail. Oregon State Police says it's still investigating the crash, which killed head softball coach Jamie Stintz and 19-year-old freshman Kylie Jones. The eight other student-athletes in the bus were also injured. Oregonians have growing concerns about how government entities are handling their personal information. That's according to a new report from the Oregon Department of Justice's Privacy Unit, which says it has seen a recent surge in complaints about the Department of Government Efficiency, also known as DOGE. As of March 31st, the state's privacy unit had received more than 250 complaints specifically about DOGE. Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield says the rising complaints underscores a growing public concern about what Elon Musk and President Trump are doing with the private information of millions of Americans. Rayfield says the state has filed a lawsuit related to the complaints and that he will continue to fight for Oregonians' privacy. Oregon has joined a bipartisan group of state attorneys general and the California Privacy Protection Agency to collaborate on the enforcement of state privacy laws. The group says it will focus on facilitating discussions of privacy law developments with an emphasis on protecting consumers. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. Due to a recent federal funding freeze at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, food insecurity for people who rely on food pantries may get worse in the coming months. Clatsop Community Action Regional Food Bank is part of the Oregon Food Bank Network, along with 20 other regional food banks and over 1,000 food assistance sites in Oregon and Southwest Washington. The funding freeze has affected about 18% of the network's total food supply. Morgan Dewey at the Oregon Food Bank says they are deeply concerned about the decision of the USDA to cancel payments to a set of programs called the Commodity Credit Corporation. She says the decision will be most hard on Oregonians who are already suffering high rates of hunger and food insecurity. Dewey says that as of the end of February, 30 truckloads of food from the USDA had been canceled. The freeze comes at a time where Clatsop Community Action has seen a 20% increase in people accessing its designated food bank in Warrenton. Executive Director of Clatsop Community Action, Viviana Matthews, says the cancellations will be felt by the most vulnerable, families, children, seniors, and individuals living on the margins. A heightened need for food security is felt across the state. The Oregon Food Bank Network reported that in 2024, the organization saw a 31% increase in patronage compared to the year before. This story comes to us through a news partnership with The Astorian, online at dailyastorian.com. The Port of Portland's board voted on Monday to end a social equity policy that had been in place since 2018. The administrative policy required port staff to consider how agency business decisions could remove barriers for historically underserved communities. Since President Donald Trump took office this year, his administration has threatened to remove federal funding for any agency with diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. Port of Portland board member Mike Devon echoed his colleagues, saying eliminating the policy was a difficult choice.
And in some ways, we're being forced to make a trade-off, obviously, that we really don't want to make. But we have to consider the primacy of our duty in deciding how to weigh this particular vote.
Port of Portland officials estimate as much as $145 million in funding is tied to the federal government. That's about 17% of the port's most recent budget. Western Oregon University is Oregon's first public university to be recognized as a Hispanic-serving institution. Dominique Vargas is Western's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Director. She says the university plans to use its new status to leverage more funding for Latino students.
We will always work on better serving and supporting our students and meeting them where they are. And we know right now our students need wraparound services and basic needs support.
Western has been working toward being recognized as a Hispanic-serving institution for several years. To be eligible, institutions must have at least a quarter of their full-time undergraduate students identify as Latino. The designation allows universities and colleges to apply for additional federal grants to support students. Spring means Oregonians are out exploring trails and parks. A raptor expert says it's good to mind wildlife, which includes young or injured critters. KLCC's Brian Bull has more.
Many birds and animals are literally pushing their young out of the nest to become independent. And to encounter these youngsters, whether it's a baby seal on the beach or a baby sparrow in your backyard, is to be tempted to save them from danger. Kit Lacey says, fight that urge.
We really, really want folks to consider that if people pick up those babies, move those babies, or rescue them, they're actually possibly kidnapping them.
Lacey is chief operating officer at the Cascades Raptor Center in Eugene. She says often a young critter's parents are nearby and taking care of them. And if you must transport injured wildlife, carefully cover it inside a box or pet carrier.
We always say warm, dark, and quiet. No food, no water, and no peeking. Once you have the animal contained, calling your nearest wildlife rehabilitator.
Lacey adds never to mistake an animal's shock for friendliness or acceptance of the situation. I'm Brian Bull, reporting in Eugene.
A new public transportation resource called Trip Assistant has been launched for Wakayakum County residents. Trip Assistant is an online tool showing different public transportation options in Southwest Washington and beyond. Residents needing to get to medical appointments can use Trip Assistant to get connected with various services, and seniors ride for free. One of those services is Pacific Transit, which has its own Veterans Connect transportation service. The Trip Assistant resource also has a call-ahead service for scheduling rides. For more information, go online at mobility.cwcog.org. Again, that's mobility.cwcog.org. Or call Megan Wirtz of the Cowlitz Wakayakum Council of Governments at 360-577-3041, extension 105. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Wakayakum County Eagle, online at wahEagle.com. You are listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at kmun.org.